On today's episode, that's another fantastic spit hit where we're talking about foreign currency conversions. We discuss being scared 24/7 and living in a world with no tables. A great rendition of Jason Explains. And of course, a draft. Things that old people do. We may have made some old people mad in this one. Hey, tell your friends and your family about the podcast. Buckle up and enjoy.
What happens when three buffoons give life advice, explore unrealistic situations, and give random topics more thought than they probably deserve? It's the Spitballers Podcast with Andy, Mike, and Jason.
Now, welcome people in, Andy. Then I have some questions.
Formalities aside, welcome into the Spitballers Podcast.
Perfect. Now that we've done that, I don't know. So when we hit record, we don't get to see all the fancy graphics.
Right.
Okay? Like they...
Oh, they're so fancy.
Yeah, the producers, they take care of that. It's magic. I have no idea how it gets done. But I'm watching. So all I see is Jason on our monitors over here.
Eyes closed.
You're feeling it. And then it seemed like almost right before the scat goes up, there was a mouth closed belch.
No. It wasn't a belch. Well, here's what it was. My eyes were closed. I grabbed the microphone. I'm feeling it.
Uh-huh.
So I can get into the.
And you're telling me you didn't burp mouth.
No. What I did was, as my eyes were closed, I was going, I hit my face into the microphone and surprised myself.
It was good.
Hopefully there's video of that.
I don't know if people saw it, but so that's something you've never experienced as one who has done the band life. And like, lucky for you, we have these, I don't know, just windscreen pop filters. So that it's real soft. But when you're doing band life, and the 57s are out there.
Have you smashed the tooth on it?
Oh, yeah. So many times. Like, you're feeling it. Your eyes are closed, and you go up, and you just tink, and you catch a front tooth right to the microphone. So if you're ever watching...
Which is just metal.
Watching your favorite singer sing, and all of a sudden their head just jolts real bad, you know it's because it was an SM57, right? The teeth.
Wow. Insider.
Oh, and it sucks
on the stage.
Or you got the static, and those things can electrocute you on your mouth. I don't know if you guys know about that.
Oh, I have experienced that. I've experienced the whole electrocuting through that microphone before.
Yes.
Sounds dangerous.
Like, how have we not figured that out?
Well,
I'm wearing rubber shoes.
We're basically cavemen. Would you rather Jason Explains Highway to Spell in an elderly draft on today's show? Thank you for joining us at Spitballers Pod on Twitter. Spitballerspod.com is the website. Thank you for subscribing, reviewing the show. Your reviews brighten our day. Sometimes we're feeling down, and
yeah,
we pull out the old Apple podcast, and we scroll over to the reviews, and we scroll past the bad ones, and then we go to the good ones, and they just brighten our day.
I established my worth to my children.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Listen to what
I show them.
Listen to what this guy says about daddy.
I say, Jackal 57 over here.
Right, yeah.
He's super into my podcast.
3 out of 5.
Please listen to what I have to say.
All right, let's get started.
Would you rather?
I like this question. It's almost like a game. Jackson from Twitter, not Jackal 57, but Jackson.
Oh, it's probably the same person.
Jackson, yeah, they're all the same. Without Googling exchange rates, would you rather have...
Oh, here we go. I'm here for this.
All right. Would you rather have 100,000 U.S. dollars?
Okay.
Mm-hmm. 100,000 Australian dollars?
Oof.
No.
100,000 Great British pounds?
Yes.
Okay.
100,000 euros?
Maybe.
100,000 Chinese yuan?
Okay. Well, Australia's out. Their currency's garbage.
Okay. I'm so happy you're here, Mike.
Are they just eucalyptus leaves that hand out?
They're just like this island in the ocean. They're like, check out our currency.
Where does this spend?
Like, what
on
is this?
Islands?
It's worth like 30 cents at the most.
Now, pounds and euros. It used to be pounds over there. Then it became euros. Now, are they going back with the Brexit stuff?
I don't know. That's a good question.
Are they keeping the euro?
That was a question I had seeing the euro and the pound. I was like, wait, something happened there on the other side of the world where this is a trap. And one of these might be more valuable. Mike, you seemed in on one. I think that was the pound. Yeah,
euros are worth more than dollars.
I'm
pretty sure.
The pound forever was almost like a 1.8 to 1. The British pound was worth a lot. I don't know why.
Yeah, I mean,
because they're also a stupid island.
I don't know if the Chinese yuan are worth consideration.
Dude,
here's
the thing. So I obviously different currency completely.
Yeah.
But I'm scared because the hit sensation Squid Game.
I was gonna bring it up.
I mean, that's the Korean won, which I assume is different.
And the Chinese one.
Yes, because totally different countries.
And one and one makes two.
Boo.
I don't know. That's I kind of like
so
that
bad.
One. One and one makes two.
Thank you.
But that one is like egregious. You know, they're given like a $10,000 bill for
right
to pay for a fast
yeah,
food
Yeah, different
snack.
Currencies have different. Yeah.
I'm going to go the Chinese one. That's my final answer.
For real?
Yeah.
Oh,
is that because of inflation of you?
Wait, no, that's the inverse is what you're
yes,
saying.
Yes, no,
oh, no,
you
I'm not.
No,
no,
you
no,
said
no,
final
no.
answer.
No, no, no.
Hold on,
pounds.
Owl, is he allowed to take back a confirmed final answer?
Hey, it's up to Owl.
You did select Chinese one.
Oh, yes, yes.
I have no doubt.
I mean,
it could pay off.
You're right, though. It's the inverse. It is the inverse.
Right, where it's like 10,000 yeah. is nothing.
So if I had a second answer.
What would you go with if you had a second answer?
I think I'll
answer?
Go euros.
I'm going U.S. dollar, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
Half of its fear. Just
what?
Because I don't want to get this wrong. I know how much $100,000 U.S. dollars is worth. And
yeah, that's $100,000.
About $100,000 bucks.
And it's about $100,000 bucks. But here's the thing.
Okay.
Here's the thing. Let's say.
It's the childish.
That.
That's a man who buzzed in too early.
Let's say that one of these currencies is worth, you know, 25% more.
Yeah.
I don't
Oh, the pound is definitely worth more.
But I still have to do the whole conversion.
Oh, you just go to the airport.
I don't want to go to the airport with $100,000.
For $50,000, you wouldn't go to the airport?
Wait, you're telling me it's that egregiously different?
I'm telling
different?
You it's insane. Yes, it historically. I don't
I
know
want
what
to know the answer by now.
All right, I'm U.S. dollars.
Okay, well first off, we just need to bring up, like, the euro is not that old. Like, that
No, it's new. It's
that
when
currency,
the union happened.
That currency was created while we were alive.
Yes.
Which is, like...
Which is why it's more than the dollar.
Because it can't have that much inflation.
Yeah.
Which is also, like, money is not a real thing.
Economists are screaming at their radio
What,
right
all
now.
10 of them? They're not listening to this
they
show.
They did like the one in one joke.
Yeah, they were a
All
big
right.
fan.
Can we get it, Mike? You
okay.
got to lock in.
I'm going British pound.
All right, what's the
euro
answer?
Can eat
what's
it.
The most valuable?
All right, Mike, he got the most valuable one.
You're darn right, I did.
You okay. have 137,000 U.S.
Oh,
dollars.
37 grand.
Oh, that thing is lost.
Jason,
steam.
You have 100,000 U.S.
Oh,
dollars.
Yes.
And Andy, you have $15,666.
Yeah.
Oh.
Yeah, in my fake answer that I quickly changed.
That I quickly said,
look,
final answer locked in.
When you buzz in
I
on.
I accept it.
When you buzz in on Jeopardy, he's not like, are you sure about that?
Is this Jeopardy? Is that the level of.
This is a very esteemed show.
Very esteemed.
So wait, so
award winning.
What's the euro?
I closed the tab already. It's more than the U.S. dollar,
yeah.
but less than the pound.
Okay.
And was Mike right that the Australian dollar is?
Oh, that's yeah. garbage.
So the U.S. dollar is right in the middle. The Australian and yuan were less than that, and the euro and pounds are more than
the
that.
The Australian dollar. You feed it to the kangaroos.
Oh, it's feed.
Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah.
They're
like,
pellets.
Yeah, like you know
it's
how you,
the only pellet coin that is out
you
there.
You know how you go to the zoo and you they're yeah. like feed the whatever animals. You put the quarter in.
Mm-hmm.
That is actually Australian dollars.
Yeah. Once you when you
just yeah, feed them the
quarter. It's shredded. Australian
well, you put the quarter
dollars.
In, you get the equivalent out.
Also, I don't know why.
We're sorry, man.
I don't know why I'm attacking Australia.
I don't know why either. You like Australia.
It's a beautiful place. Yeah.
So
filled
it would,
with
it
jellyfish
would be worth
and kangaroos.
$75,000.
Oh, that's
not much different. Just a little down.
Not much. I mean, not much. It's $25,000
compared to the Juan.
Yeah.
Okay.
15,000.
Well, okay.
Didn't one of you guys choose Juan? Final answer.
Yeah. One of us did.
Oh, boo. We're still going.
Okay.
We're still.
Dean. Dean from the website.
Oh,
would you rather the world be rid of all chairs or all tables?
Oh,
look, my lap. My lap is a great table.
That's an easy answer.
Not for all foods.
I think. I want to say.
So what would be the lap problem?
You ever had a steak dinner on your lap?
I could have it on my lap.
You could.
It would be the suboptimal because you do need two hands for that.
Yeah, no table. It means like you're not like putting it. You're on the ground. You know.
Yeah, these
I mean?
Aren't
like,
high tops, right? Though, if you have no chair, these are regular sized tables.
Right. Oh, that's a good point.
I mean, that's you don't get a cheat with
because
a high top.
You're why, bending what? Over.
I need a high top.
I
hold on.
I can't live.
Are you going to stand up?
He's testing this out. Eating.
This is a good
over.
Show.
No, this
wow. This
not
table's
work.
Little.
So you just have to. We would have to lean over.
Here's the thing. I don't think you realize
this is how we're doing the show. You look like you have a really important point.
I look about 14 feet tall.
Yeah. One of these two things is used occasionally, and one of these two things is used for so much of your life you don't realize. And the chair is monumentally important. I mean, you listening right now, you're either doing a chore or you're in a chair. You're probably in a chair. You're in a seat. You're in a car.
Chair's final answer.
Is a walk a chore? Jason.
A walk is not a chore. People don't walk and listen. Who just goes on a walk to listen to the Spitballers?
A lot of people.
A lot of people.
A lot
really?
Of people.
What about a run?
My mother.
Oh!
She listens to this every morning, every
Mom
Monday
shame.
Morning on her walk.
Yeah.
Okay, I've been put in my place by mama. My apologies. But, I mean, the table's really only important when it's time to eat. Right?
It's only important when you need a table?
Well, I'm saying, when do you need a table outside of when you want to eat? I guess we. So our
is a desk a table?
Oh, a desk is a table. That's a problem.
Yeah, that's a big problem.
No desks?
No, I gotta use my lap. I could work all day on a couch.
No, you.
I
can't.
I guess you would get couches. Wait, in this world,
you would get
could I have
singed.
Tables, but we just pull couches up?
No, no cheat codes.
All right.
Well, but if chairs are gone, I still get a stool, right?
No.
No, that's a chair. It's without a back.
This isn't. This what?
It's basically sitting. It's a
well,
sitting.
Yes,
pin.
It's sitting, but a chair is not a stool.
This question's heart and the spirit that we're really trying to get after here is would you rather not have a place to put things or would you rather not be able to take a load off?
Okay, you don't get a couch then.
Well, I do because I chose chair. So if I don't have a desk, Andy's right. I'm working on the couch.
Plus, you could sit on the floor if you had to eat a steak.
Honestly, if we got rid of chairs, we'd all probably be healthier.
Oh,
people.
Way healthier. Sitting is one of the least healthy things you can do. It's like scientifically proven to shorten lifespans. If you're in the,
is this the same man that just talked about nobody walking around? The same guy's lecturing us on the value.
There's a difference between having the knowledge and following it.
Okay.
All right.
So I sit a whole lot.
So why
I like to live dangerously.
Why don't you get rid of chairs?
Because I sit too much to get rid of chairs. It's too comfortable.
All right, we'll move on. Jess from Patreon, would you rather always be afraid?
Oh no.
What safe?
No, what?
Or never be afraid but always in danger?
Jeff,
this is a mind job.
Man.
Our friend Jess from Patreon here does not have an anxiety disorder because anxiety is called always being afraid, but you're safe.
Right? I mean, that's fair.
And let me tell you, you don't feel safe because you feel afraid.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, that's the point, right? And I have not dealt with this really at all.
Right. No panic attacks ever for Jason.
No, this guy's never been on the side of a freeway worried about a spider on a dashboard that he can't overcome.
Well, in those cases, I was actually in danger. I've been afraid
you were
of
not
real...
You were not actually in danger.
Well, not with the spider one, but I was. I have been... I'm you in were... danger on the side of a freeway at night.
Yes,
not...
because you chose to pull off to the side because you were afraid of something that wasn't...
I'm talking about the flat tire! That one was full danger.
All right, touche.
The question is can you be safe if you feel afraid? Are you actually safe?
No.
That would be my evaluation of the question is that if you feel afraid, you don't feel safe.
Well, right. I mean, you don't
feel... So you might be actually safe, which is the point of what it's saying, but you're not...
But it doesn't matter because perception is reality. Yeah. If you perceive that you are not safe, you have a panic attack. And if you've never experienced a panic attack, it is... the absolute pits, because you think you're going to die at any moment.
So as somebody that's dealt with that, Mike, would you rather never be afraid?
Yes.
But you're always in danger?
Oh, yes. Oh, very much. Because then I won't matter.
Yeah, it really doesn't matter. If you're always in danger, what difference does it make to you? Danger
is only...
you're going to
die. That's right. Like, how long can you always be in danger before it comes reckoning?
You're going to die too.
Well, not every man truly lives.
I mean... if you are not afraid but always in danger, I mean, that's the way, that's better.
Yes, it's way better.
One of them is mental torture.
It's way
better. One of them is complete ignorance, and ignorance is bliss. So if you're ignorant of the danger, the danger doesn't matter.
Oh, that sounds so great.
If you're ignorant of the danger, you're going to get wrecked by it.
It doesn't matter. You don't even care.
Yeah.
You're not afraid.
Well, but what about when you get injured? You're in danger because something is about to fall off of the roof onto your head.
Then you're probably going to do something super cool because you have no fear. you're going to do some kind of backflip jump out of the way.
Would you rather be afraid 24/7 just knowing you're safe? Like, you sign a contract today, like, the next year is good, but I live a year
in
terror.
And the only way that you can place this for Jason is, you think that every single room you are in has a gigantic spider.
Yeah.
And you cannot...
give me real danger.
That's what I'm saying.
Okay, you just painted a Picasso. It was magnificent. The Mona Lisa is there. You cannot have...
it's in a corner somewhere. You can't see it.
So I have had anxiety. Okay. I feel like I'm someone who's never really experienced anxiety, but oh, yes, I have.
Yes.
Okay, that's a no-go. That is a non-starter. Yeah, put me in the water with the sharks, and I'm cool, calm, and collected.
Yeah, that is a good picture of, like, not being afraid. You're just in the ocean on a backstroke. Huh. Danger's all around you, but you just see the sky.
I'm having a great time, chomp.
Man, I hope that chomp's in the right place.
Yeah,
yeah.
The neck.
Yeah.
All right.
Theo.
If I ever get bit by a shark... I hope it's in the neck.
Yeah. I mean, I'm telling you.
The amount of times I've talked about this.
That's true, though, right? I mean.
No. Well, no, it's not true.
Unless you're on the... if you're on the coast, I want the leg.
Yes.
If I'm in the middle of the ocean, just quick and easy.
Do you want it? No, but then.
Because they might take a bite of you in the middle.
You're not surviving a bite in the middle of the ocean. You want to...
and
quick...
you'll feel the pain.
Yeah.
Although the salt water will help, right?
You'll survive. There's surfers get bit sometimes.
Surfers aren't in the middle of the ocean. We're talking about, like...
yeah, you're on it, like, you're...
what are you doing in the middle of the ocean?
That's what, I mean...
I guess there are other problems here outside of the sharks.
If I were abandoned the middle of the ocean...
what's better? Would you rather be in the middle of the ocean?
No, hold on. No!
Your boat, it capsizes, you're the last man standing, right? You've got you've got a little piece of wood that you're holding on to.
Okay.
Would you rather, if you're going to die... would you rather the shark come and eat you?
Yeah.
From the bottom up.
Oh.
What?
I get it. Or
it's just a slow wait for the eventual drowning or starvation.
Man, that is...
and do you end up starving to death if you've... I know this is morbid and it's turned terrible, and I know Al's looking at me like it's morbid. Would you rather die, buddy?
You would dehydrate.
Give me the
first
shark.
Yeah, I think you would dehydrate.
Exposure.
Well, and I would say
that too.
If you just drink enough of the water, that'll take care of business.
Also, you turn into the Lizard King.
Right.
That's how you get to Atlantis.
I think I'm going to avoid the shark. I think I'm going to avoid the shark in that situation.
Right.
I will eventually go loopy and not know what's going on. And
then get eaten by a shark.
I'm just never getting on a boat.
Oh, well, that is one way to avoid it. I'm sorry for that sidebar. Theo, you can only eat one of these pairings for the rest of your life. Which would you rather have? Grains and fruit.
Okay.
Meh. Meat and vegetables.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Sounds good.
Okay.
Grain and vegetables.
Okay. So real quick.
Or meat and fruit.
Point of clarity here. They're saying grains. No one likes that.
It's bread.
But yes, thank you.
Bread and fruit, meat and vegetables.
That changes everything.
It
bread and vegetables.
Because to me, it was oatmeal.
Right, right.
That was
right.
Like they're just saying we.
It was a
oatmeal.
Bag of granola for me.
Yeah,
yeah. No, this is bread. Bread and fruit, meat and vegetables.
Okay.
Bread and vegetables, okay. Or meat and fruit.
Look, bread.
Easy answer.
Yeah, I mean, it's not. If I'm looking meat and vegetables, bread and vegetables, I'm not choosing the bread and vegetables. I'm choosing the meat and vegetables.
This is so funny because we were just before the show talking about, you know, like feeling tired, and I just told Danny, I'm like, I'm no longer on it because it's difficult, but I did a keto diet for like 2 years, and I don't know the science. I don't know the medical stuff,
but it's the bread.
But legitimately, I had never felt better in my life than like more energy, just mental clarity than when I was on when I only ate meat and vegetables.
Because
that's essentially what keto is protein and vegetables.
And a lot of people out there have done gluten-free, which is no bread. And if you do gluten-free...
But you can still eat like rice and stuff,
you can,
right?
Yeah, other carbohydrates like rice or other flours.
Did
but
you? And you were
wonderful.
Gluten-free for over a year,
at least. A year, yeah. Felt spectacular.
Yeah, I mean, it's just...
But bread tastes...
It's
tremendous.
So good.
Yeah, I spent 6 months on an all bread diet. It was outstanding.
Bread only?
Yeah.
I woke up and it was 5 years later.
Yes. Yes. This is why I've aged so quickly. No, bread is delicious, but in this situation of pairings, there are only two with meat, and it's meat and vegetables or meat and fruit. And while fruit is more delicious than vegetables, meat and vegetables go really well together.
They do.
I mean,
it does not seem like meat and fruit are a good.
No, they're
combo.
Not a good pairing. I don't want like a steak and strawberries. That's just. I want a steak and asparagus. Which, if I could only choose between strawberries or asparagus, I would take
now,
strawberries.
Meat and potatoes.
Is that because you've never been offered a steak and strawberries?
That is why.
Possibly.
Because I've never been offered that, and the second you said that, I went.
I wonder how that would be.
I wonder if how a filet mignon and strawberries would work out.
Or what about a fine porterhouse and banana?
Yeah. How would that work out?
Some kind of ribeye with a blueberry puree on top.
Well, no. Don't what?
Don't mix them, buddy.
We were on a roll, and you're over here. You want to glaze up the meat?
My point here is that the flavors don't work together.
People do a fruit glaze on a meat, right?
Yeah, like a mango. Yeah, like a
you
mango.
You ever had orange chicken
there's
from Panda Express?
On a chicken.
It's chicken. Well, chicken is meat, buddy. Not for you, but for others it might be.
Meat comes in one color and it's red.
Oh, my gosh. Mike, what is your final answer on this
one?
If
I have to pick, I'll go meat and vegetables.
Well, I need more.
I'll feel better.
I need more insight into the world. And so we're going to turn to Jason Explains for that. Did you have something you wanted to add?
I did have one more thing to add.
All right.
I think that I might be falling into a trap here with the whole going with meat immediately thing. And the health, you know, you talk about meat and vegetables. Great. Yeah. I've got pretty much carbs gone. There's some, but, you know, I'm carb-free with my meat and vegetables. But I think if I removed meat, like I've thought about this for myself personally before.
Okay.
If I went vegetarian, like that sounds insane. That's extremely off-brand. But if I went vegetarian and said, I just don't eat meat, almost everything I like is gone. And I got to assume I'd be healthier. You can't. I mean, think about this. Fast food. What do you get if you
sure.
can't have meat?
Yeah.
No tacos, no burgers.
That's
no...
very true. But let me ask you, what's your favorite snack food, Jason?
My favorite snack food? Right now, it's nuts. Like
okay.
honey roasted peanuts.
But like potato chips.
Oh, yeah.
You can still eat potato chips.
Yeah?
Yeah, like Cheetos.
Don't hear what I'm not saying. I could be a fat vegetarian. I'm sure I could pull that off.
Oh, it exists.
But I'm saying, like, I would lose a lot of weight on that diet. I think I would. I think I would lose a lot of weight if I went vegetarian.
Okay.
You want to go vegetarian?
Oh, man, no. No, never. Never.
All right. It's time to play Jason Explains.
Jason Explains in 60 seconds.
It's been a while since we did this.
It has.
Yeah. I have not learned as much about the world as I had hoped, so I'm glad it's back.
Well, get ready.
Yeah.
Spin that wheel.
About to learn.
What is Jason going to teach us about, Mike?
That's definitely a wheel.
Yeah.
Hold on.
Here we go.
Hold on.
Daylight savings time.
Oh.
Okay. So
that's
daylight,
a good one.
Daylight savings time is actually
about to happen.
It's actually pretty easy to explain. That's right. Arizona does not switch. We don't roll back our clocks. Daylight savings time was something that they made. There was a man who was named Roger Federico. So what happened is about 400 years ago, right when the great United States of America was being founded, what happened was they noticed that as they traveled west, it just seemed like it was brighter longer, and there was this problem. And
as they were traveling
west, it just stayed bright for so long because they were going very fast. They had horse and carriage, and so when they got there, what happened is they realized, oh my gosh, I have so much light. I love this. They went back home to where they originally settled, and they were like, it's so dark here.
It's because it was on the east.
Because it was on the east, and they're like, we've got to roll our clocks. And so they instituted daylight savings where the clocks were earlier so that they got more night light. And so they do that. And so this was Federico. Yes, Roger Federico.
Yes.
He also was a great tennis player. Yes.
But not actually related to Roger Federer.
No, totally. Just huge coincidence. And so that happened. But the reality is they realized that it was only part of the year. It was in the winter months when that happened. So they stopped. Originally, daylight savings was just they saved daylight forever. But then
like
they realized
in a jar?
No, just they rescued it.
Okay.
As a entity. And then they realized, oh, we overstretched. Too much sun.
Gotcha.
It was always day.
That's right. And so then they rolled it back half the year, and that's where daylight savings
is. What happened to Alaska?
Oh, Alaska was never included in this.
That's why it's never, they don't have much daylight.
They don't have any daylight, no.
Wow.
Yeah.
Now I understand. Now you get to spell stuff.
Oh, no.
Highway to spell.
What did I do to you, Al Borland? I got the scat. You're doing Highway to Spell, making me explain stuff.
You let John Stone kill that spider.
Oh, this was payback.
People did enjoy that story. Very much. To the point of tears.
Yeah. I will say, if Andy wins a fourth in a row, we might have to retire the segment. So step it up.
You know, I was going to say, I feel a little bit of pressure to keep it going.
Jason, did you hear what he just said? He said Andy won four in a row.
He said if Andy wins again, we never do this segment again.
Oh, I love
it. It's a big mistake there.
Yeah,
give me
couch.
Cast.
Couch.
C-O-K-T-C-H. Couch.
Are you going to the mall later today?
Is that a Billy Madison? Mm-hmm. Oh, man. All right, back to Highway to Spell.
Yep, we're going to start in sixth grade.
Jason
Andy
gets to kick it off, right?
I was going to, sure.
Well, I mean, he's a scatter. I thought there was a standard.
Yeah, there's rules to this show.
Great idea. All right, Jason, here's your sixth grade level word.
Oh, I don't
Unbelievable.
Okay.
Ooh, okay. All right.
Oh, shoot. I heard the word. I'm like, this is easy.
You're unbelievable.
Oh, shoot. All right. Believe is
I before
but, yeah, I before you accept that. But then not sometimes. They trick you.
except for when it's not.
Oh, shoot. Yeah, okay. Have we, now just to clarify, we have not ever had the first word spelled wrong, is that correct?
Correct.
Cool. Unbelievable. Unbelievable. UNBEL. IEBABLE. Unbelievable. Yes. You did it. Man alive.
Well done.
Thank you.
All right. We'll go to Mike next. Mike. Here.
Wait, what?
Wow, this
are you setting me up to fail?
What is going on here?
No, I just had it in the doc as Andy, Mike, Jason, but we started with Jason, so I'm going.
Why back would you have it in the doc so incorrectly?
Yeah.
Okay. Let's go to Andy.
Genius.
Vegetable.
Ooh.
Vegetable.
Vegetable.
VEGETABLE. Vegetable. But I was afraid. I almost said like a J instead of a G in my own.
Final answer.
My own writing. So
vegetable.
Vegetable.
Yeah. All right.
Is it cool if I go to Mike? Are we supposed to use this in a sentence?
Yeah, you can go normal order.
All right. Mike, here's your sixth grade level word.
It's back to Jason.
Penguin.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was talking. What's the word?
Penguin.
What? Penguin.
I've got that one.
It sounds.
I mean, it's it
sounds worse than it is.
Play it again.
Penguin.
Penguin. P-E-N-G-U-I-N. Okay.
All right.
Now it's just gravy for us, gentlemen.
I thought I was walking into a trap.
No, you're always... look,
G-W.
If you're listening at home, you hear vegetable, you hear unbelievable, yeah. And it's like, no problem. I hear these words, it's no problem. You say, you get penguin. Mm-hmm. No problem. I sit over here, I write it down. No problem. When you are on the clock and you are told spell penguin in front of hundreds of thousands of people here.
At least with dozens.
It's so hard because you know there's going to be a trap at some point. All right, what's my word?
Seventh grade.
Oh, no.
Campaign.
Oh, campaign. That's okay. Hold on.
Not the Suns player.
Not campaign.
He's running a great presidential campaign.
Oh, ladies and gentlemen.
There's multiple versions going
there
down.
There are three versions. So one
he
of
crossed
them
one out. He didn't like how
no,
it looked.
No, he's going back in, and he has a third option being.
Okay, this is where I exit. Gentlemen, I'll see you later.
It's not the bad one.
Boy.
To be fair, this word is stupid. How have we allowed so many of
you've
these?
You've had a problem with English words for a long time.
All right. Okay, wait till he spells it, and then we'll decide, is that correct?
He's going for a fourth version on his little notepad.
Okay. All right. Here
so
we
you
go.
Have
campaign.
A campaign. You have a 25% chance of if one of those is correct.
If one of these is correct. That's right. That's right. Yeah. I would love it if I wrote four versions.
They're
got
all wrong.
All four wrong. All right. Campaign. C-A-M.
Okay.
P.
Okay.
Ain. Campaign. A-I-G-N.
All right.
Yeah.
You did it.
I had an E after it at one point.
Champagne, yes.
Champagne. Okay, but seriously, campaign. What is a G doing in that word?
Look, I don't
know. It's got a good point. It's stupid.
What is that doing in there?
I mean, it's just the evolution of, you know, where
there's certain, I mean, it's what do the kids learn? They learn the
Latin.
No, but the
good. We're still doing that.
Phonograms.
Yeah.
There it is.
Yeah. Anyway.
So campaign. C-A-M-P-A-I-N. Campaign.
That was
done.
One that I wrote down. I knew it was wrong, but I wrote
but
it.
It's so ridiculous. Like you get we got to learn Latin. We're not teaching.
But don't you understand that like if somebody's default was Wayne, W-A-Y-N-E, why isn't it Cam, P-A-Y-N-E?
I agree.
Are you saying Wayne's name should be W-A-I-N?
That is exactly what I am saying.
Wayne, W-A-I-N.
But somebody ends up naming them, I mean.
Like we have, in the evolution of coding, like we have C++ and we have other, we're not teaching people C++ because it doesn't matter anymore. Latin doesn't matter anymore.
All right, we've got an angry old man on the show today. What's my word?
All right, Andy, seventh grade level word.
Precipitation.
Precipitation.
Yeah, that's what she said.
It's precipitation. P-R-E-C-I-P-I-T-A-T-I-O-N. Precipitation.
Man, I love when I spell everyone else's words right easily.
Precipitation.
Yeah, she said, if you have that word to play again, she definitely said precipitation.
Play it one more time.
Hold on, I closed it.
Oh.
Do, do,
Command-Shift-T.
Do, do.
Precipitation.
Yeah, she says precipitation.
Mm. I'm hearing precipitation.
I didn't listen. I forgot to listen, I'll be honest. All right, next
word. We'll try this.
Precipitation.
That's much better.
There you go.
That's much better. Precipitation.
Mike's all right, turn. Mike, you're up. Seventh grade level word.
Hit me.
Emphasize.
Where are these M?
Man, that's so easy.
I should be. Hit me one more time.
Oh, shoot.
Emphasize.
Precipitation.
Wait, I'm not sure about mine anymore.
Emphasize. E-M-P-H-A-S-I-Z-E. Emphasize.
Two rounds in. We're the smartest people alive.
Also, yeah. Where are these, like, what dialect are you, like, what are you using over
there?
I'm using the Lexico Dictionary. I could switch to Merriam-Webster if you prefer.
No, you're good.
I would prefer American.
Oh, okay. American dictionary.
All right, Jason.
Precipitation.
Your eighth grade level word.
Circumference.
Oh, you're done.
I might be done on that one.
Ants.
Circumference.
Oh, man. I've written a lot of wrong ones.
It's
circumference.
Circumference.
Yes, can I hear that again?
Circumference.
This is where I leave you, gentlemen. Okay, sir.
Farewell.
One more time. Play that word.
Circumference.
Okie dokie. Circumference. S? No. All right. C-I-R-C-U-M-P-H-E-R. Oh, I'm already wrong. Andy's already shaking his head. A-N-C-E. Circumference. Oh! Tell me how many places did I get it wrong?
It's an F, right?
It is an F.
Okay. What?
And it's E-N-C-E.
Yeah. Oh, I had it. I actually had it right. Did you have it?
Yeah.
Well, farewell. Maybe. We'll see if we fail.
Yeah,
you could tie
true.
For first.
That's true.
All right, Andy, your eighth grade level word.
Innumerable.
What the heck?
What? Innumerable? Innumerable. Okay.
All right. I got my guess.
Oh, boy. Innumerable. Like, there's an innumerable amount of words I could spell better than this one. I-N-N-U-M-E-R-A-B-L-E. Innumerable. Oh!
You give him the easy ones!
No! I was questioning. Mike, you erased over there.
Don't even worry about my correct.
Did you go one in?
I may have started with an E.
Okay.
Oh! I got it right. Dang nugget.
All right, Mike. This all one's right. For all the marbles. See if I can win a fourth.
So
and
I can't.
I didn't know
now.
I could spell until this segment began.
So wait, if I get this wrong, this segment's done?
Oh,
that's a lot of weight on my shoulders.
That's an no, it's not.
Jason, how much money you got on you?
I've got 100 bones for you.
All right, Mike. Here's your eighth grade level word.
Characteristic.
Character.
Oh gosh, characteristic.
Start with carrot.
Carrot.
I feel like this one is very easy.
You're easy. Characteristic. Oh my gosh. So if I get this wrong, I lose?
Yeah.
Characteristic. C H. A-R-A-C-T-E-R-I-S-T-I-C.
That's how I spelled it.
Oh. Yes!
So I would have got both of their words right.
Still alive. I had it done.
How does it feel to be alive?
All right, moving on to ninth grade.
We should have started with Andy.
All right. Wait. We all get one per round.
All right, Andy, your ninth grade level word?
Reservoir.
No piss.
Reservoir dogs.
Wait, what? I wrote that way too quick to be right on this.
Hold
one.
On.
Play reservoir.
Reservoir. I'm going with it. R-E-S-E-R-V-O-I-R. Reservoir.
Yeah. Yep. Okay.
It was that middle R.
The middle R got me as well.
Is it reservoir or reservoir?
You see, when they say these names out loud, are these words? I remember these words are words I know. I don't need them to say it.
I need it.
Them saying, oh, wait, what is that? I've said the word reservoir before.
Yeah, right. But do you say reservoir or reservoir?
I'm pretty sure I know what the word is.
But which one do you say?
Reservoir.
You put the R in there?
Sometimes.
All right, I feel better having not gotten that one right.
You missed that one?
I did miss that.
You missed the secret R?
I missed the secret R.
Don't tell anyone that one's secret.
Well, let's see if Mike can stay alive.
All right.
I like this battle.
All right, Mike, your ninth grade level word.
Accompaniment.
Oh, gosh. Accompaniment?
Well, see, my problem is I spelled
what?
It just like it sounds.
I gave you a music word.
Accompaniment.
Is that what you have?
I think that's the
There's
same.
No way that's right. That doesn't look like a word.
Well, we both took the same shots.
Yeah. Accompaniment.
Andy and I got this easy. You loser. Come on.
Accompaniment. A-C-C-O-M-P-A-N-I-E-M-E-N-T.
You were so close. Just get rid of that E that you put after the I and you would have had it. You just put an
wait,
extra.
Wait, it's there. An I, not a Y?
Wait. Okay,
correct.
Spell it for real.
Uh-oh.
A-C-C-O-M-P-A-N-I-M-E-N-T.
Andy and I both would have gotten
it wrong. Wait a minute. Accompaniment is just an I?
Well, nobody says accompaniment.
You just put an extra syllable in there when
you said
it.
Yeah, you just said a different word.
No. Accompaniment.
Yes.
Yeah. Yes, but that's what I'm saying. Like, I was trying to emphasize the E sound, but it's an I.
Yeah, because it's accompaniment.
Yeah, like it's, compliment isn't compliment.
Compliment?
Compliment is an I, isn't it?
Yes, and this is accompaniment.
I
have no debate with the word.
Here's the thing.
Are a liar. It's not accompaniment.
Accompaniment,
yes.
Yeah.
And there's no E. It's just an I.
To be fair, as Andy and I sit here on our Iron Throne here, we had Y. We thought it was A-N-Y-M-E-N-T.
There's no E. It's just an I. What a stupid word.
Mike is losing it. He's losing. He lost. Off to the draft we go. Four in a row for old Andy Mint.
Retire it.
The Spitballers Draft.
I am looking forward to this draft as well as doing these things when I am older, because we are drafting things old people do.
I had an idea here. So last week we dressed like how dads dress.
Yeah,
the
we
most
did.
Dad
yeah.
Uh-huh. Clothing. And so it's really like the stereotypes of the dads. And now we're going older. Now we're saying, well, what does the old person do? I want to know, like, when are we getting them kids on blast?
Oh. Mm-hmm.
Then the teens and the
like stupid things kids do.
Yeah. All right. The list is too big.
Poop their pants.
So how? What age?
Ironically, yeah. That's also things old people do.
Oh,
that's funny.
Well, we are drafting
also,
things old people
do. Also, there's
only
one person here who's pooped their pants.
But we're not trying to build the most stereotypical old person. We're trying to draft the best things that old people do.
Oh, wait, we're doing the best things?
Well, just things that old people do.
Hold on.
Well, maybe I misunderstood. I mean, we can go whatever
best
direction
things?
You want. I assumed we were drafting things that we...
I did not prepare for the best things old people
okay,
do.
Okay, whatever you want to do. Then.
Okay.
You're the first pick.
All right.
Ruin the draft.
Old people, what do... Oh, well, the first thing that came to mind... I don't think this is a great 101 to have.
Well, they did.
Because the whole list
it.
Is... No. I'm saying that, like... There's almost all these things on my list are equal to the others. But the first thing that came to mind when I think of, like, what is something an old person does? And it's go to bed at 5 o'clock. I mean,
yep.
It is the super early bedtime. And they're they were big fans of Roger Federico. They love the daylight savings.
Like, what's confusing, I mean, maybe I'm ruining someone else's pick that's going to say they get up early. But, like, that's the problem is they get up so early that they have to go to bed at 5 p.m. Why not just get up at a regular hour and then you can go to sleep at a regular hour?
Is it to avoid the rest of the normal population?
Probably.
I woke up at 3 a.m.
Because it is true, they do get up crazy early.
Because they go to sleep at 5 p.m.
It's a bit of a... But how does the transition happen?
That's what I want to know. Does a birthday happen? And then it's like, well, I'm not allowed up past 5. That's the law says.
There's one day in every old person's life you hit a day and like you end up staying up a little bit too late, and that's the cycle.
Yeah.
And eventually it corrects and then you're going to sleep too early.
All right. Well, I am going to take a very similar one, but I can't help but take it first on my list, which is napping.
Yep.
An old person.
It was number one on my list.
Loves to nap. And frankly,
I love to nap.
I was saying, I don't want this to sound like at least me making fun. I want to be an old person. Everything on this entire list, why I said best things, is because they're all my best things.
Yeah, this is your best life. You are just,
I am waiting.
You can't
for the day they tell me you have to go to bed at 5. I mean, I am dying for this. And napping, why do you nap when you're an old person? Because you got nothing to do. I mean, you have been walking around your house for so long.
And
you can only vacuum the carpet so many times.
It's the bomb.
And you got to have a napping chair.
Yeah.
It's the bomb.
That's right. I'm getting old with it. Getting old with it, Jason.
All right. I'm napping.
If you put these two things together, it's just impressive. Like, if I took a nap, the thought of me getting to bed at 5, like, that's ruined.
Yeah. So I'm going to go with nap as my first pick.
You haven't hit the point where you can nap and still go to sleep on time?
Not at 5. No.
Isn't it interesting, though, that the older you get, the closer you are to the end? So you would think that the thing you want the most is time, but the thing you actually have the least of is time because you sleep so much that your time goes by faster.
And you're like, yeah, I've had enough.
Yeah. If anything, be napping as a kid to get older.
If anything, you're just trying to get closer.
Yeah, it's like maybe this time I won't wake up. All right, we're moving on.
Take
Mike's
me away, Lord.
Mike's got,
I've had enough.
If we didn't draft dying.
Oh man. That should have been one. Oh man. Things old people do.
Take that, old people.
Oh,
die.
You bodied because of your age. Yeah.
You lived a full life.
Oh. All right, Mike, 2 picks for you.
All right. Number one. Let's see. There's so many ways you could go with this.
I had a lot of choices.
There's a lot of thoughts. But we'll go we'll go a little more with the tech version. Number one, Facebook. Old people love Facebook. I haven't logged on to Facebook, and I'm not really sure.
Me either.
But I know who's on there. All of my family members who are older than me, and they're all on there sharing garbage.
Now,
getting each other riled up.
Memes too, man.
With stuff that is not fact-checked.
When I think of Facebook, I definitely think of an older crowd now. Like, certainly,
yes.
I haven't been on there in forever. But when I think of this and I think of, like, things old people do, I'm thinking of, like, 80s. Are people in their 80s on Facebook now?
Oh, yeah.
Crazy.
Yes.
Crazy.
No,
I'm proud of them, to be honest.
You shouldn't, because they're on Facebook.
All right, so Facebook is your first pick.
All right.
Things old people do.
Oh, and there's some stuff that I know. It's playing the draft game of, like, what can come back to me and what cannot. And whatever. I don't know how this became a thing. Maybe it's because this is what... This is no fault to old people. I get it. Things that I did when I was young, like, that's it. That's the cat's pajamas, as the old people would say. They always have hard candy.
Mm. Oh.
They got a pocket just full of hard candy.
Is that what that is? Is because hard candy was the thing back
I'm guessing it probably didn't expire as fast.
Like, is our version of that going to be like Gushers? Like, are all the old people in our generation slamming Gushers all the time?
Yep. We turn our hats backwards. We put on really wacky sunglasses.
We talk about how
zany Gushers are.
You're telling me that they are popping out the Werther's Originals to stay young.
Yes.
Ooh, I didn't know that.
Wow.
But I guess hard candy was like, that was candy. That was just called candy in their day.
Can I get some of that fruit by the foot, fam?
Oh, that'll be us. Yeah.
Yes.
All right. I like it. Hard candy. I didn't have it on my list. It should have been on my list. That's
it was on my
one.
List. It was on my list.
Look, man, can we go five rounds with this one?
Maybe.
Maybe. We'll
if
see.
If you don't think you have that many, that's fine. I'm going to go with...
Oh, he likes this one.
I have one that no one's picking, so I got to save it
you
for later.
You knocked over an old person.
Oh, Mr. Rogers on the desk here. No, I'm going to go... I'll save that one for later. I think I can strategize. I'm going to go cruises.
Okay.
Old people love their cruises.
Yeah, okay.
I mean, what percentage of cruise goers in the world are old people? It's got to be a good 80%.
Well, because it's like you have nothing left to spend your money on.
I got nothing to do.
And you have nothing but time. So
float over here.
Like, I could go to a hotel and have all of this like super sweet stuff. But no, I'm going to go to a hotel in the middle of the ocean. That's what I need to do.
That's right.
But cruises are
the
best.
And I don't
best.
Get it.
I want to cruise.
But you don't have time for a cruise right now.
That's true. But when I'm old, I'm going to cruise all the time.
There you go.
Have you heard of those? There's like multi-month cruises.
What?
Yes.
And where do I get on them?
It's a code of the old people.
Actually, one of the giveaways for the Highway to Spell winner every week. I've got four queued up.
Oh, this sucks. But they just get on it for months because they have nothing else to do because they're old.
All right.
Nothing to do but wait.
That's really good. I'm really happy for them getting on these cruises. They're having a good time. That we have built them up. They have the financial wherewithal.
Hopefully,
they've saved
yes.
to go on these cruises. I'm going to tear them down.
Yeah. Good.
I got two picks here?
You do.
All right. Number one, complain. Oh, yeah. I mean, they just...
I have on my list. It was written down as back in my day.
just complain. Complain about anything.
You want to know something disturbing?
Yes.
Is that we are not old people yet.
No.
But I have found that my ability to complain publicly has.
Have you heard this podcast?
It has increased. Like, what do they call inhibitions?
Yeah.
The inhibitions of a younger Andy in public are starting to fall away where I suddenly don't really care as much.
About complaining. Yeah, and just imagine when you're 80.
Oh, I'm going to be the worst.
You're going to hate everything. You're going to let everyone know about it.
Pre-apology to all waiters and waitresses
yes.
from my 80s.
The other thing that is just universal, I don't blame them on this one. I'm sure the same thing will happen for me, but it is very true. They drive so slow.
Yeah.
I mean, when you see a car going yes. walking speed, you always know who's in that seat.
Is it like the perception of speed?
I think
it goes away because you no longer walk very fast either.
I think it's you.
So relativity.
You can't take everything in at once. So you're just being safe. You're just being. You got to go slow.
But you're not being safe.
No.
Drive that slow on the freeway. You're actually causing a hazard.
Not if you can't see the people around you in the mirror. Look, it's another one that flies in the face of I need more time. Like as a young person driving fast, you don't need to because you have
right.
time. As an old person, you drive slow, but you need time.
And like in Arizona, I don't know if I don't know if they realize this around the country, but in Arizona, our driver's license, it doesn't expire for 10,000 years after you get
2049 is what mine is.
Like to the point of I've gone out of state and they thought I had a fake ID because the expiration date was so far into the future.
You'll be dead before it expires.
where it's like, how is this a safe thing? You don't know what I'm going to be like in 80 years.
I could go blind in 20 years and drive 30 years from now because.
And never be questioned.
Nope. It is not expired.
All right. Things old people do. It's me.
It is you.
That's you.
Look, I'm going to go with something I'm already finding myself doing too much of, which is reminiscing.
Okay.
Old people love to reminisce because their best days are well behind them, and those are the days we're talking about. What are you going to talk about if you spent the last week watching game shows during the day and going to the grocery store?
So good.
You can't reminisce on that.
I guess you don't make a ton of new goals.
No, you don't have a ton of new. I mean, this episode is disturbing on some levels. And, like, they, you know,
you know, the ambitions.
Don't worry. They're not hearing this podcast.
Yes. Yeah, you can put them on blast.
Because listening to podcasts is one of them.
Yeah. Well, nobody's drafting listening to podcasts.
And if there is, they're not going to admit to it because then they're going to be admitting their own.
That's right. If you hear this, you're super cool and young and hip.
All right. So I'll go reminiscing for my third pick. The good old days.
All right. So I will close out my draft here. I got my two picks. Funny enough, this one like just came up. I was on a short little vacation with my kids, and like they want to. Not that I love the arcade and everything, but we're at this hotel. It's got an arcade, and they're like, "Dad, do you got any quarters?" I'm like, "What? No, I do not." You know who does have quarters? Old people, because they carry around change.
Loose change.
What are you doing carrying around pennies in the year 2? Like, we're way past the use of pennies and nickels and dimes. They have no function in this society anymore.
Is there
get
a
them
chance
out of here.
That these are old pants that they never took them out of?
there is a tremendous chance, except for they also have the coin purse. They have an item that is specifically designed so that they can carry
what
around
their
change.
What do you need quarters for anymore?
Going to the arcade.
Gumball machines in the mall.
It. Parking meters? They
maybe.
Probably take cards,
I don't think
right?
so. I think they all take cards now.
Yeah.
But it's like, what? And honestly, if you have quarters, okay. But what do you possibly need under a quarter for?
Yeah, it's a good point.
You need it for exact change.
When you pay cash,
you better pay exact change.
I'm sure nothing brings greater delight and joy to the old people than they pay an exact
14?
Change and they slide
I've got
up.
It.
What? 3, 10.
4, 5.
And then they just stare at you.
So
I did it. So exact change.
This transaction is over. I've completed it.
Do you need a receipt? No, because I paid
actually,
in exact.
They do need of receipts.
They
need
they
do need
receipts. Got to approve a purchase.
Yeah, you got to put that in the file.
I might need to bring back this banana.
That was your third pick, right?
Yeah, I got one more. And look, this isn't just old people because guilty as charged. But you know what they do when they want to talk to you? They call you. Oh, old people, they be calling you. They don't text. They are, you're like, oh, crap, grandma's calling again. There must be an emergency. No, the emergency is I want to say hello and that I love you. And I say, no, grandma. Shoot me a text message. I don't have time for this phone call.
It's on my list. I have use a landline.
Okay, yes. Yes, you can't text from a landline. That I know of.
Are we going to miss that?
Nope.
Well, wait, like I said.
Wait. Landlines or talking?
No, the phone calls.
Yeah. I mean, phone calls are good.
Sometimes you should just talk to somebody, right?
Yes. That's good. It's just, I don't want to.
There's got
to
be some old people that write out their texts on a piece of paper and then take a picture of that and text that.
It's like I said, I am very guilty of this, but this is because of efficiency. Like, watching my wife text sometimes where this is 3 minutes compiling this one message, and then it's wait 5 minutes, and then she will get a similar message of three paragraphs. I'm like, oh sweet Lord, just call them, because this is taking so long. Just call them.
I'll similarly complain, because sometimes those text exchanges happen with time imminence where it's like, oh, are we supposed to meet that family over at this place? Oh, I don't know. I texted her. I'm just like, but we have to leave. Oh, yeah, I don't know where. We're waiting for the text to come back.
We got
to
sit in with this. So like, I'm not clowning old people, because I do the exact same thing. But yes, in a moment where you need a message, just call.
There are so
many. But don't call me to say I love you. I don't get that crap out of my life.
There are so many. Oh, my gosh. That's so Mike. There are so many other picks I have, like literally like 10 other picks that are great. So I don't know which one to go through for my final one. So I'll just go with mall walking.
Mall walking, yeah, baby.
Making plans now. I've already gotten the calendars out for when I'm older.
You better cancel them plans, because those malls are not going to be around when
oh,
you're old.
Oh, no.
will you walk?
Where am I going to walk?
I wonder if this is a thing across the country.
It
or?
Is.
For sure.
Okay,
it is. So both walking in malls and malls closing.
Okay, well, that makes sense.
Well,
makes sense.
I know what you were going to say, though, is because in Arizona, walking outside during half the year is too hot. So you thought maybe people do it here. But I know Milwaukee is like a thing. It's where the cool old people
go. It's not just a thing. They open the mall
just for
an hour early just so people could go walk around.
My dad mall walks.
Your dad's
Papa Skins is
a mall walker?
He's mall walked before, yeah. I don't know how frequently.
Now,
in between pickleball days, but I mean...
You go there, you go there, and then they open the doors, and then you.
It's air conditioned walking.
And then you go, I'm gonna walk.
Yeah.
Okay.
You do,
because I mean it's pretty big.
Yeah.
Up, down, all around.
Okay.
Do a couple laps.
You never walked
before?
Not really. No, I avoid that. I mean, where? If I'm in Disneyland.
To be fair, when you were a teenager, you didn't call it mall walking, but. Honestly,
what were you really doing? You had no money.
That's what we have. Exactly. We had no cash, and we were trying to get free stuff at the mall. So we were mall walking.
Yeah, but I was just checking out
sample
girls.
Of the China.
Like, is that
yeah,
what?
they're checking out the other old people, man.
Okay.
They're living their best life.
She's
young.
Still alive. He's still alive.
Yeah.
Look,
it's not for dating. It's just for curiosity of death.
Look how many people are still alive like us.
Here comes Gertrude.
All right. So am I
we
just
can't
drafting,
help ourselves,
am
can't
I
we?
Just drafting one thing here for the fourth?
Yeah,
and
you
got to
close it
pick.
Out.
Okay. Well, there was some rumor of four
okay.
or five, so I wasn't sure. If there's only one left, oh man, I'm looking at one on my list.
Then you got to take it, man. Come on. Have some courage.
No, I don't want to be too mean.
Oh,
what?
We've been plenty
what?
Mean already.
All right. This is much higher on my list. I'll take this, and then I'll give a shout out to the mean one because it's also true.
Yeah, but someone credit.
But I didn't actually take it.
Right. Exactly. I would never be that mean. But they wear a jacket even when it's not cold.
Oh yeah.
All old
because
people,
they're frail and dying.
Yes.
Jason, they are cold.
Well, sure, but it's annoying because
their blood
like,
is so close to the surface.
I mean, you got to have a jacket or a blanket at all times. I'm sweating in the same room.
Have
they're
you
in.
Seen their veins?
I try to avoid looking at them.
Things are about to explode.
This does start happening, and we keep our house at what I would consider to be a cooler side.
Okay.
But without exception, if my parents come over to watch the kids, I will come back from said date with my wife. The house will be 3 degrees turned up.
No, it will not.
And she will be wearing a jacket. So she will have she will have turned the house way up. And be wearing a jacket.
It's That's too warm in here for my
too,
jacket.
It's too. So
wait.
Yeah.
So what? When does that happen? When does the shift happen? Where
menopause?
Okay. Yeah. Touche. But I was gonna say where the person like where you're responsible for the bills, and so you're like, don't you dare touch that AC. Don't you crank it down. But then you get old, and you're like, no, I'm gonna crank it down.
Well, no, she'll turn it up. She'll save me money.
Yeah, she makes
she's
it.
She's avoiding.
I thought they were coming in and just going luxurious, like 62.
But then wear the jacket. No,
yes.
no. This is like making it hot inside and then still wearing the jacket.
Okay, I see.
But what's your pick?
My pick was wearing a jacket even when it's not cold.
Yeah.
But I got some good ones on the free agent
I do too.
Marketplace here.
Go ahead.
I can't believe we didn't draft eating dinner at 4.
Yeah,
or
early dinner.
Like
early dinner for
dinner.
Sure.
The one that I didn't draft was smell bad.
Oh.
Yeah, get bodied.
What?
Dude, when you get real old.
Old
talking,
people smell bad?
Oh, yeah. If you're talking.
Corpses?
No.
Well, yeah. Because
well,
old people don't smell bad. They just smell old.
What do they smell like?
Mothballs? I don't know, man. It's
that is so mean, and I don't agree.
Well, then you haven't been around enough old people.
I've heard they
I'm talking
smell
really
sweet.
Old 90s.
wow. I
play bingo?
Yeah, bingo is on
the
list.
Oh, yes. That's not on my list. But
wearing
that's
huge sunglasses is on my list.
Writing checks at the grocery store.
Oh,
okay,
do they still do that?
Very similar to the.
They're the only ones.
The one I was laughing at earlier, I never even took, but it was feeding the ducks.
Oh, dude, feeding ducks is awesome.
I know, but it just seems like something you could do when you're old.
Yes,
like,
you do with your grandchildren.
What am I going to do today? Feed the ducks.
I have forget things.
Oh, man.
Oh, yes. Oh, how did you not draft that?
And then dye their hair a non-human color. What is
like a certain,
like, I don't
like
understand.
A silvery white, or
no,
a,
no, they dye it. It's especially old ladies. They dye it a red.
Oh, yeah, the red.
A color of red that no one is born with. That no one has. It's like there's red hair that's fantastic. Not this. This is old people red. When you go to, you get
old
the color.
People, that's what you
it's
asked for.
Old people red.
Okay. I agree. Sharing photographs, volunteering.
Volunteering?
I mean, they
what
do.
What a bunch of idiots.
No, I'm saying they have more time. That's what they do. Rocking chair.
Oh, that's on my list. Yeah. Yeah. So,
reading books.
Voting.
Oh, my gosh. See, now you know why I wanted to draft the best things old people do to avoid some of this this collateral damage.
Oh, that's good.
But I mean, old people don't buy from an advertiser, so I mean, it doesn't matter.
They're not. They don't know what a podcast is. Have you ever tried to explain what a podcast to an old person?
Yeah. Yeah, I say I'm on the radio.
Yeah, that's true. Well, that's all. Did we forget anything else, Al?
No, I think you covered everything.
Oh, boy, we got them all.
What did we learn today?
Oh, man, I learned that there was a man named Roger Federico that invented...
Is that the second time we met him?
He invented daylight savings time, and he's a great tennis player, but yet has nothing to do with the
Roger Federer.
Tennis superstar. That's Roger Federer.
I learned that Australian dollars are...
Just
they're basically animal feed.
Yes. I don't know how they have a functional society.
They eat their money. So.
They eat their money. I learned that Jason has anxiety, after all.
Yeah. I learned that, too.
Thank you for listening, supporting the show. Please tell your friends if you would like them to enjoy their Mondays and their Thursdays.
Just not old people.
Right.
They're going to feel real bad if they listen to this show.
Oh, man, we're going to feel so dumb when we're old.
Goodbye.
Thanks for listening to the Spitballers Podcast. To see what other nonsense the guys are up to, check out spitballerspod.com.